Praise God, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so blessed today with the sun shining. It's a beautiful day in Chicago, Friday, February 26, 2016. We pray for those that was in the storm and in the weather challenges all week today. We pray God's blessing as they rebuild and restructure those things that may have been damaged or lost during this time. And we pray for the families of those who lost loved ones in this storm. And we want to always be grateful to God for his great mercy. For Psalm says his mercy endureth forever. We don't even have to pray for his mercy because it will endure forever. It is one of our benefits that are new every day, and we just praise and thank God for them. We thank God for you tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Overseer Paulette Thornton, and you've tuned in to Words from the Word. Our February focus has been all things prayer, and we will conclude with our look at the different elements and aspects of prayer today, but we will not, it will be our launch board into our new season of renewed and intense fervent prayer. For the prayers of the righteous avail of much, and we need to know that when we pray, we can change, the judgment of God upon the people, just as Moses did when he beseeched the Lord on behalf of the children of Israel. Even Abraham with Sodom and Gomorrah, God was willing if there were some people that would bow to him. But we want to understand what a valuable weapon and tool that we have. Christ prayed for us, though we had not yet heard the message of the apostles, but he prayed for all who would hear the message, and he prayed that we would be strong. We would be one with him as he is one with the Father. And we know that our Savior, throughout his life on this earth, always stole the way for prayer. He always went to his place of prayer, a place of the presence of God, where he left the crowd, he left the press, he left the disciples, and he went into the presence of the Father, holy and humbly bowing to the God of glory. And we should do no less. We are so grateful for God's provision for us to be able to pray, because prayer is such an essential, it's essential part of a Christian's daily life. Without prayer, we will lack the power to pursue God and carry out his divine destiny. We want to share some insights from Watch and Pray, understanding the 8 prayer watches. We have done looked at a lot of the elements of prayer, the types of prayer, and today we just want to focus on the prayer watches. We don't just have to, but we want to start off focusing on the prayer watches and what is a prayer watch and why do we do it and what does the word say about it. And so there's an introduction to prayer watches in the book, The Understanding the 8 Prayer Watches, a very nice, handy resource tool for your library. But it starts out by saying the Bible says in James 5:16 that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Through prayer, we can see lives change. We can bring God's plan for us, our family, our city, and even our nation into reality. Bringing God's plan into reality, that is the power of prayer that the saints have. Prayer can keep us from imminent danger and counteract the threats or physical harm others may have planned against us. I know that there have been times that you know something should have gone one way. It looked like it was going to. You beseeched the Lord, and right before your eyes, even before your eyes, he had changed it, and you found that all was well. For your word, when it goes to heaven, sends down a blanket of power, a blanket of protection. One of the instances in the Bible, it'll reveal the host of angels that are gathered around and have been sent on assignment to us. And as we rely on the Holy Spirit to bring us prayer and to help us prayer, we began to target our prayers so that we are praying what God wants us to pray. When we pray in accordance to God's will, then we know that he has heard us and will answer us. Well, last week, Elder shared with us the kinds of prayers that God will not hear, and she shared with us the prayers that he says no to when God says no, and then when God is silent. And we have Elder Deborah on the line this morning, and we just want to say good morning, Elder. How are you today? Good morning.
Hopefully, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. As always, you know, honored to just be a part of this whole prayer summit has been, this topic has been revealing and informative. I had been looking at some things, and I don't know, I'm not sure if you want me to share at this point, but some things on why pray and how to pray, but not how to pray in our normal, not looking at it from a methodology standpoint, like, you know, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, that way, but, you know, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the name of Jesus, you know, asking in faith, in, you know, that regard and how to pray.
Amen.
You know, and,
amen.
And you know, why we pray, you know, that prayer is important. God's word instructs his believers, you know, to make prayer a high priority. And it is so easy for the things our daily life to just crowd out, a few scant verses in the morning, and sometimes, you know, just be so haggard and tired at the end of the day that, you know, we don't make it a priority. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, that it is something that God desires us to do. When we pray, you know, it draws us closer to God. You know, in prayer, we worship, we confess our sins, you know, we can bring our requests to God, you know, and wait and listen for him to speak to us. You know, basically, you know, we enter deeply and directly into relationship with God through prayer, through communion with him. You know, our hearts, our minds will be changed, and it makes us more, to be more like him, you know, and that's the way that we grow to know his perfect will for us. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. 2 Corinthians 3:18. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. So the fellowship, you know, and communion, it draws us closer. I don't want to hog your time, so let me know if you want me to continue.
No, that's what we're sharing. No, that's wonderful. Continue. Absolutely.
You know, another reason why we pray is that prayer is powerful. God not only hears our prayers, but he's acting on them. You know, he's acting. Our prayer requests bring about real change in the world and in the lives of the people that we're praying for. And, you know, it's evident by Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What a blessing. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and John all record the sentiment, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Matthew 21:22. It's also in Mark 11:24 and in John 15:7. And even in John 15:16. James 5:15 and 16 says, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And this is an NLT translation. But prayer, you know, it's important to pray. It not only draws us closer to God, but, you know, prayer is powerful. And when I was speaking before on how to pray, we need to pray always. You know, we should live in a constant attitude of prayer. John MacArthur, who's a Christian author and pastor, explains that when we see in the Bible where it just says praying continually means you live your life and your experiences of life with constant close connection to the Lord and are drawn into his presence through everything. That's his definition of praying continually. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, it says, rejoice always, pray continually for, praying without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So we pray always. We pray according to God's will. All requests, we should keep the perspective that it is always if the Lord would will. He is still in charge, and he still knows best for us. James 4:13-15 says, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we live and we do this or we do that. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him.
So we pray
according to his will. We pray always, and we pray in the Holy Spirit. Every time you pray, come with an open heart, allowing God's Spirit to guide your prayers. Where we are inadequate, the Spirit knows exactly the right thing to say. And that's also in you can get that sentiment in Romans 8:15 and 16 and in Ephesians 5 and 18. Ephesians 6:18, and like I said, this is the NLT, says, pray in the Spirit at all times on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Jude 20 and 21, verses 20 and 21. But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourselves safe in God's love. And finally, under that section, under Romans 8:26 and 27, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So praying always, praying according to his will, praying in the Holy Spirit, asking in faith, ask in faith, and also for faith. Faith may move mountains, But having that faith is often easier said than done. The Gospel of Mark tells a story of a father who wanted to fully believe that Jesus would answer his request to heal his son. The father cried out to Jesus, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Even though this man had difficulty with faith, Jesus healed his son. And that incident is found in Mark 9:14-29. Like this father, we too can also pray for stronger faith. In Matthew 21:21-22, it says, Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do the thing which was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you can receive whatever you ask for in prayer." That is so awesome. God's word is so awesome. James 1:5-7 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not, because the one who doubts is like a wave on the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord." So he tells us, you know, that we must believe and not doubt. We also need to pray in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Jesus' death on the cross removed the sin block for all who believe. The lines of communication are now open for those who trust Christ. This is what it means to pray in Jesus' name. For only through Jesus will any prayer be heard by God. John 15:16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." And John 16:24 says, "Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." So we ask, we pray in Jesus' name, and we pray with a clear mind and self-control. 1 Peter 4:7 says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray." Be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. And we pray in agreement with other believers. Matthew 18:19-20. "Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." And that's Matthew 18:19-20. And finally, that we should just keep on praying, persevere as you wait for the Lord to answer. Pray and don't give up. Romans 12:12 says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer." And so I just wanted to share that with your listening audience.
Amen.
So once again, I thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And bringing to the forefront things that we've heard before, and we can know them on a certain level, but God is pulling us to deeper and deeper experiences with him. And so he's reminding us of what the foundation of our prayer activity has been established by Scripture, what it looks like. He's reminding us of his word concerning it. And he's pulling us into a deeper place with him. And I believe that that's part of the transition, not the transition, but the realization that we're being exposed to of the prayer watches. And again, I'm sharing from Watch and Pray, because that's the second, well, actually it's the first activity is to watch and then pray. And I remember when, years and years ago, with the apostle was teaching and said, we close our eyes and pray. The scripture tells us to watch and pray. But I want to go over some of the reasons behind that word watch and where we'll find it in scripture. And when we look at it, we can see our prayers being even the more, into the area of the power and fervency that they should be. It says, whatever time you pray, there is a specific watch or interval of time that is connected to it. And what is a watch? A watch is a three-hour interval of the day or night. Watch begins in the evening, which is the foundation of night. This is based on Genesis 1 and 5, when it says that after God created day and night, that the evening and morning were the first day. The Bible highlights different events that took place during these watches. In the time of the Old Testament, there were three watches. The first watch was from 9 p.m. to midnight. The middle watch was midnight to 3 a.m., and the morning watch was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., Exodus 14 and 24. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. Then in Judges 7 and 19, so Gideon, the 300 men that were with him, came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpet and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. In the New Testament times, there were four watches that ran in three-hour intervals from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Matthew 14 and 25 says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. So what is a prayer watch? A prayer watch is a specific time of the day or night to pray the purpose and plan of God. It is a time to pray for you and your family, your friends, your nation, your government, individuals, businesses, and for God's judgment and interception of Satan's diabolic plans. The Holy Spirit will direct your prayers, if you allow him to, so that you can pray the mind and will of God. In this sense, we act as a watchman in God's kingdom. What is a watchman? In the Bible times, men were posted on city walls day and night to watch who came into the city, and more importantly, to watch for an approaching enemy army invasion. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen all the day and all the night, and they shall never be silent. That's Isaiah 62 and 6. When the watchmen, as they were called, saw an enemy coming, they sounded an alarm, usually by blowing a trumpet, to warn the town to prepare for war. If the watchman failed to warn the town, God made them responsible for the invasion. And if the watchman did his job but was ignored by the people, God did not hold the watchman responsible for the outcome. God has set believers in Jesus Christ in the position as watchmen. I thought it was very interesting because God is saying that the ones that have been set to watch, on your watch, if the enemy comes during that time and you do not warn the people, I'm going to read this, Ezekiel 33, 1 and 6. I'm getting to it. It says, now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth. So one of the things here is letting us know a watchman must be listening for the voice of God, for the Holy Spirit, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Yet, if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he had done, shall not be remembered. But his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous man shall not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered his soul. And then it says, Ezekiel 30, O son of man, I have set thee as a watchman unto the house. We have to realize that as we are in our prayer watches, we have been set there by God for a purpose. We are the watchman. And as we watch and pray, we are positioned, and we are to be watching for Satan's activity in our lives and in the lives of our friends, our family, our church, and our nation. And when you see a potential threat, we are to sound the alarm in prayer to God. The Holy Spirit will direct us on how to pray, which helps us to know that God hears our prayers and will thwart the enemy's plan. And in the Bible, the watchmen carried out their duties in shifts. So now we're coming to the prayer watches, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so these shifts were called watches. In other words, no matter what time of the day or night you are praying during a specific watch. There are 8 watches of 3-hour intervals within these 3 times are certain natural daily patterns we observe, such as going to work, relaxing at home, sleeping. Just as there is a natural activity, spiritual activity is occurring as well, some of which must be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. There are specific subjects to pray for during these watches based on the examples that we see in Scripture. The following are times and activities that occur during the 8 prayer watches. I realized when I was studying this that we and it often says, you know, are you one that was, you know, if there's a time that you awaken at a certain time that you have an unction to, or a thought even, to pray about something or for someone, or you just are very burdened, not really burdened, but just you're very aware of something going on and the need to just give it to the Lord and just share that with the Lord. And I believe that's the Spirit giving us the instructions for that prayer watch. So when I thought about it, I realized that the time for the Blog Talk Radio, our particular time slot, which, you know, people that really know me would know that, you know, I'm not really a early riser. So the 9 a.m. is not something that I would normally have picked. But I just felt like it just kind of came out. I was convinced that's the time I was supposed to do it, to do words from the Word. And so when in studying, I thought, well, let me see what watch this is, and then to be mindful that during the natural activity as well as the spiritual activity of this watch, that I'm being faithful to what the Lord would have us do. And so when I looked it up, it's the sixth watch from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And even before I get into what our specific prayer watch focus is, I started to go down the list of the Blog Talk Radio shows. And I realized that each one, each person picked a time. You know, Apostle shared the vision and, you know, it was open to everyone. And some say, well, I'll take this hour, I'll take that hour, I'll take. But everybody came forth with a specific time. And so when I looked at it, I said, okay, so who has the first watch? And I realized for Blog Talk Radio, and the first watch being, just bear with me because I'm going back and forth. And you jump in if you got it, and I don't have it. The first watch is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Well, that watch, first watch of the night, is the Apostle's watch, the Apostle and the Bishop. That's when CCTI and Spiritual Life Enrichment, that's the hour that is, they're on watch, if you will. They're on point. They're on Blog Talk Radio. And then the second watch, which is the 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, was Pastor in Seattle, Cooks. So that's the watch he has. And then I looked at the third prayer watch, which is midnight to 3 a.m., and no one is on Blog Talk Radio at that time. Except I realized that 3 a.m. Central Time, let me see if I get this right, is 4 a.m. for, and help me, Elder Deborah, if I'm not getting this right, because I believe that's it. 4 a.m., you know, on the East Coast. That's what I'm trying to say, on the East Coast. Well, that third watch is the watch that Elder Arlette has. And so I'm thinking, wow. And these are the watches that the people chose, okay? So she really has the third and fourth watch, because the next fourth watch is from 3 a.m., to 6 p.m. But then I realized from 6 p.m. we have Minister Young. Okay, and so I was seeing how, like, Lord and person picked these times. And so then you have words from the Word from 9 to 12. Now from the 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., that's the seventh watch, there's no one. The seventh watch is identified the activity of let your light shine. The sun is at its brightest at this time of day. This is a time to let the light of God's love shine bright in your life. This is also the time to ask God to avoid temptation and any snare of the enemy. It's to thank God for redemption. It's a time to abide in God's secret place. And so when I looked at that seventh watch, you know, the time to it's the love watch, God's love, as all things are gifts, but if they're not done in love, and so it's like that's an hour, that's a watch I believe that we all must partake of, and I will really have to look, because I know we have some other people that are on the East Coast that have Blog Talk Radio shows, and so they may cover this eighth watch, which is the 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So it had just occurred to me, and I see a pattern, and I am so impressed with God as he lays before us his strategy, and he just has this pattern. So it's like it's just like with a kid, it's like you can give it to them 15 different ways, however many ways you give it to them, so that they'll learn, no matter what their learning pattern is or their learning aptitude. Some people learn visually, Some people, you know, are audible learners. But no matter how you learn, how you would be, your attention is gotten. He gives it to us, and it's the same pattern over and over and over. So he's showing us how to have this victorious life, how to be a part of this unmatched kingdom, of the victory that is ours. And so when I look at the sixth watch, which is the watch that I chose, unbeknownst to myself, but I am sure that this is the way the Lord would have it be. And it says, pray for a crucified life. Jesus was crucified at the third hour, or 9 a.m., and that's found in Matthew 27, 45, and Mark 15 and 25. And he gave his life to take away our sins. During this prayer watch, we should ask God to help us give up the works of the flesh or the traits that we have that are not pleasing to him. Galatians 5, 19-21 lists the works of the flesh, which include adultery, fornication, idolatry, hatred, jealousy, selfish ambition, envy, drunkenness. As we give up these traits, Romans 13 and 14 says that we should put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh. And then another focus is accept the benefits of the cross. Jesus died to set us free from sin and give us eternal life. But he also granted us healing of our bodies, relationships, and our emotions. It was during this watch that Peter and John healed the lame man as they went to pray at the temple. That's found in Acts 3, 1 through 8. Because of the cross, we receive forgiveness of our sins. Therefore, we should also forgive those who have sinned against us, as Jesus taught in the model prayer. And I thought about this, accepting the benefits of the cross, and that's part of the ministry of seven wonders in the Word, the healing from tradition, the healing of renewing our thinking. All of these are the benefits of the cross, the power we have to get a God's eye view, which is what the ministry of the seven wonders focus was, to get the vision so that the people could see from a God's eye view, God's eye view, and they would embrace it. It's also pray for the provisions to do God's work. This is the time to receive the supplies of all resources needed for every project to which God has assigned us. It was during this time that the Israelites got everything that they needed to build the temple, the tabernacle, in the wilderness. Pray for the provisions to accomplish whatever God has assigned for us to do. These are the six watch declarations. And that is, Father, because of your Son, Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection, again on my behalf, therefore I put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I take up my cross and follow him. I accept the benefits of the cross, physical, mental, emotional, health, and wholeness, salvation, prosperity, and eternal life through Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that all that I need, finances, provision, and every resource to enable us to accomplish our assignment that we have in you. That is the focus of the sixth watch. And I see that so as a part of the ministry of the seven wonders in the Word, which is the basis for words from the Word as it relates to the healing of the people, the resources of God, being God's people, being made whole so that they can go forth and shine the love of God, so that the world would be drawn to Jesus Christ. Elder Deborah, did you have any comments or insights on this? I realized that in the watches, there are many multiple, I will say, prayer focuses. There are multiple things that each one of the watches, the activities that are going on in the watch, the current activity or the current watch that labors for Christ, our prayer summit is focusing on in the month of February, and this will be it'll be our last February session together. And I wanted to share that that watch was in February. It was the second prayer watch, and that second prayer watch was a watch of praise and worship, and it was a watch of release of God's judgment. And these are some second prayer watch declarations. We just want to declare, because we're in the month of February and in the prayer summit for Laborers for Christ, we are focusing on that prayer watch. And that second prayer watch declaration, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give thanks to you and sing praises to your name, because you are good and your love endureth forever. So I want to share this musical interlude with you of worship, because that was the watch, that is the watch of worship. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the quality of the music isn't quite what I would like for it to be, but I do. I thank God for the opportunity to share. There's a a song that if you have time, I encourage you, by an artist, Jeff Major. He sings the 23rd Psalm, and it is such a beautiful, powerful rendition, and I attempted to get it for us, and I wasn't able to, and I will continue to try, but I encourage you to, you can YouTube him and hear that song, which I felt would be a wonderful addition to the session today, praying for the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The provisions of the cross, praying for the benefits of the cross to be manifested in our lives, praying for a crucified life, and for forgiveness, healing of relationships, and praying for the release for others as well. The teaching continuing on a watchman, we see that as the assignment is, or the activity, that's the one assignment, the activity unfolds in our lives, that is, it is establishing deliverance in so many areas, establishing God on the mountains of influence in the world, and it's establishing it by a constant flow of the people of God bombarding heaven according to God's will, which makes the activity to be fierce and powerful of the angels and the hosts that will go about to bring about the will of God because we are praying. Again, Elder Deborah, you can just chime in at any time. Your line is open. If you have any insights on this subject that we are pursuing, the watches, the prayer watches, we are called to be watchers. And I know some of you say, well, I'm not a watchman. Well, let's read some scriptures as it relates to a watchman. I think we read the Isaiah one, Jeremiah 51 and 12. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchman. Prepare the ambush. For the Lord hath both devised and done that which he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. And so that this is letting us know God has already got the plan of the defeat of the enemy. He's already done that. He needs us to watch, be strong, and then prepare. So we want to make sure we prepare. That's what prayer does. It makes us prepare. Ezekiel 3:16-21. Now it came to pass, I had read that one to you earlier, Habakkuk 2:1, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Can you see watching to see what he will say? What God does is just beyond man. His thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are so high above ours. But we have to watch so that we can see. Now, remember, you got to see what he's saying, because what he says manifests. It becomes all he speaks, and then it is so. So we got to watch and see what he is saying. And you know what he's saying by what you see. Because as you see it, because you said it and he's done it, it will manifest itself. God is just an awesome God. And Matthew 14:25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. There's a power in the watches, and we need to be supernaturally empowered in this day and age for the season that the world is going into. Matthew 24:42-44. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Again, be ready, get ready, be prepared. That is the message always to the word watch and to those that are watching. And it's just not for an elect few that say, well, I'm not called to watch. If you're called to see him come back, then you're called to watch. Matthew 20, it come back for you, because they're going to all see him come back. If you want him to come back for you, you need this, these scriptures are referring and are declaring you as a watchman. Matthew 26:38. Then said he, Jesus, unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me. When he was asking them to watch, as he asked, it wasn't look, be my lookout, but it was in the spirit, watch in the spirit, watch with me. And then in the 41st verse, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So one of the powers of watching and praying is that our spirit man will be strengthened to cover the weakness of our flesh. Now, Matthew 28:65-66. Pilate said unto them, ye have to watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Even the enemy wants to set a watch. He's watching to see what God will do through us. Hallelujah. Mark 13:7. And I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Let me read that again. Mark 13:7. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Clearing us watchmen. Acts 20:31. Therefore watch and remember, that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. It would bear studying that 20th chapter of Acts. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Therefore, and 1 Thessalonians 5:6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And then in 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. Hallelujah. We have been given instructions, and it is time for the body of Christ to stand up in Christ, lifting him up so that he will draw all men unto himself. We thank God for the for the vision of the apostle in bringing us into the season of a prayer watch. There are some of the things that, you know, as we focus our attention on God, that he will help us work through. Sometimes it's difficult, and it's possible that our circumstances will change, particularly during this time of spiritual warfare. And even if they don't immediately change, we should know that there has been a change within each one of us, as we have drawn near to God. That's one of the ways he strengthens us in our faith, is sometimes allowing discouragement and doubt to enter into our life, or really expose that that's there, and then bringing us into more intimate close proximity to him, because that's where we run to. That's who we run, and that's what we do when we pray. So no matter what time we pray or for what we are praying within a prayer watch. Let us remember that. And we must also remember that no matter which one of the 8 prayer watches that we may take, that Jesus is praying along with us. After his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus triumphantly ascended to heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, where he continues to intercede for us. Therefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercessions for them. Hebrews 7:25. So watchmen, let's stay on our walls, watching and praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's no more comments or more insights, this has been the Apostles' Prayer for Neighbors for Christ, Word Life Center. And as the song goes forth, thank you for joining us. Part of the worship here with the fact that Thursday at 12 hour, the prayer summit will take place on Blog Talk Radio from 12 o'clock mid radio. It takes will be free part of it to be interactive with it. So I do encourage everyone to be prepared for the Prayer Watch Summit on Thursday, March 3rd at midnight on Blog Talk Radio. And if you need more information, always contact me at c_Thornton@yahoo.com. And Thornton is spelled Thornton. I encourage you to have your personal communion set ready, your prayer shawl ready. I encourage you to set an atmosphere wherever you're going to be when you call in for this prayer summit. Candles are always a wonderful addition to our worship experience, because it reminds us of to be. We're supposed to be the light flickering, not under a bushel, but set on a hill for the world to see. And so I encourage you to be prepared for the prayer summit, and that's Thursday, March 3rd at 12 midnight on Blog Talk Radio. If there are not any more comments or insights, information. Elder Deborah, we thank you for sharing this morning and often with our session. You're such a blessing to us. Thank you, and I thank also.
Thank you, Elder Sheer.
Absolutely, thank you. It's a wonderful insight, and that's what the body of Christ is. I do thank you so much for your faithfulness and for the anointing on your life. Here,
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to seek your face. I will seek your face. Meet you all. Lord, Friday. We'll be apart, and we've got.
the fire on my altar never burned.